Good Sabbath afternoon. It's a really beautiful day, isn't it? Just about perfect. I'm going to start out by talking about a story about geocaching. How many have heard of geocaching? Quite a few. For those who haven't, geocaching is a type of treasure hunt based on GPS coordinates that you are given. So there's hidden containers that are placed on these paths. They're known as caches, and they're placed at specific endpoints or locations. And sometimes the coordinates to these geocaches or these caches lead directly to the cache. Sometimes there are clues that lead, that eventually point you to the destination or the final destination. Some time ago, our family embarked on a geocache journey at Will River State Park. And this particular treasure hunt took us on 5 different locations along the way. There are clues to get to the end. We were thinking, we're going to complete this in the afternoon. One Sunday afternoon, we're going to just do this and have a fun time. We were wrong. We were mistaken. The first issue we had encountered was we misread the coordinates. We went the wrong way. To find this first clue next to the, if you've ever been there, next to the falls at Willow River, we were expecting it to be there based on our understanding. We hiked around, we climbed around rocks. Whatever we did, we could not find this clue. We eventually decided, okay, we gotta figure out what are we doing wrong here. So we stopped. We looked at the map, we looked at the coordinates, and we figured out we took the wrong trail. We went the wrong way. We had to go all the way back to the start, and if you've ever been on that path, that's a long way. So as I go through this message, I'll fill in some of the details, but I'm going to use this example to talk about our path, our journey, the path to the kingdom and the lessons that we can learn. Lessons that we learned as we were geocaching at the Willow River State Park. And I titled this, The Path to the Kingdom. So in our journey, in our walk in life, like in geocaching, there's lots of trails, there's many paths that we can choose from. But us, we're here today because we have chosen a certain path. And the Bible tells us there is a certain path, one path, to the kingdom, to the end. So that leads to my first point. Number one is one way. Point one is one way. In geocaching, we're given coordinates. It tells us where to go. In our spiritual walk, the coordinates that we're given are the direction that God gives us through His Word. He doesn't leave us guessing. He reveals to us the path, the destination, and the way to walk in it. The Sabbath days, the holy days, these are God-given waypoints that direct us to where we're supposed to be going, the way that we are supposed to be walking. In addition to these waypoints, the path to the kingdom goes through Jesus Christ. He is the first of the first fruits, He's walked the way, and we follow that path in His footsteps. And that leads me to John 14, verse 6. John 14 and verse 6, it talks about Christ being the way. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And also in John, Christ said, I am the door. So there is one way through Jesus Christ. He is the path, He is the door, He is the way. And sometimes sometimes we get in the mindset of the kingdom, about reaching the kingdom, about being at an endpoint, but it's not only a destination, it's also a journey to get to that point. God is teaching us now how to live as future citizens of that kingdom. Christ said multiple, repeated times to his disciples, "Follow me." And that's what we do. That's what we try to do. So even though we're given through the coordinates, through God's word, through these waypoints, it's not always an easy path. It's not an easy walk, not an easy journey. And sometimes we get off path. We take detours. So that leads to point number two. Recalculate. Point number two is recalculate. Some of you will remember some of the old GPS units that when they first came out. You miss a turn, what does it say? Recalculating. There's a new road that just pops up and you're driving down it and the GPS is recalculating. After a while, that's kind of annoying. Sometimes our journey, our path towards the destination, the kingdom, we have to stop and recalculate. And if you remember in my intro when we're on our geocache journey, we were completely lost. We went the wrong way. The problem wasn't that it was a lack of effort. At that point, we weren't fatigued. We just simply went the wrong way, went down the wrong path. We misread the map. We had to realize, we had to stop, we had to acknowledge that something wasn't right. We had to recalculate. Where are we going next in relation to the coordinates that we had? And once we did that, we could see it. It was obvious. We got back on track and got to our next stop. So as we went through that journey for geocaching, there are a few things that we experienced, some things that we learned through this, and I think could apply to our journey, our walk as well. For one, the path is not always easy. It's not without challenges. There are scrapes. There are bruises. There can be obstacles in the way. It might, in this case, for the geocaching, there was downed trees, there was rocks, there was brush. Sometimes you might get distracted by something completely different, something going on in your mind, leading you to not pay attention. And it's even possible, in our case, while we're going through this journey at Willow River, it's possible that we might have gotten tired and grumpy. That happens. So does this also sound familiar for us, like just on a daily basis, on our journey, our walk, our path that we lead? If we are feeling disconnected, if we feel like we're off path, what do? Recalculate, stop, open God's word, pray, listen for God's voice. Listen for God's direction and recalculate. We look at the coordinates in the Bible. Refresh our minds. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And that helps us start the steps to get back on track. So I'd like to read a couple of verses over in Psalms 51 is our first one. Psalm 51. Verse 12, the Psalm of David, recalculating through repentance. 51, verse 12. It says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit." God is great, he's merciful. David had drifted off path, off course. Yet he repented, he sought God, and God did not abandon David. He restored and renewed. That can be the same for us as well. And in Psalm 18 and verse 36, Psalm 18, verse 36, this is another encouraging psalm. Psalm 18:36, it says, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." That's an encouraging verse. Ask God to enlarge the path. He can assist us. He can make our spiritual feet secure, our spiritual footing secure. He can help us. Recalculating, it can happen at any moment of the day. God's throne room is open to us. And he gives us, as I mentioned earlier, he gives us natural waypoints through the year, through the Sabbath, the holy days that we have to take advantage of. We can't take those for granted. So that's point number two, to recalculate. And the third point, the final point, is faithful to the end. Faithful to the end. The last clue that we received, this was not the first day, this was like the second day that we were trying to find this treasure. The last clue that we got on our geocache path contained the coordinates to the end, to the treasure. These coordinates, once again, proved extremely difficult to find. We looked at our GPS. It seemed like no matter where we went, no matter where we walked, it could not be found. We could not find this treasure. It was nowhere to be seen. Some of us were ready to throw in the towel and go home. Others wanted to persevere to the end. I was one that wanted to throw in the towel. Is it really worth it? I was thinking, let's go home. Can't find this. Can't find these coordinates, this treasure. But I could see that Jacob wanted to persevere. He was determined to find this. And so we kept going. Through determination, perseverance, tall grass, thorn bushes, walking over down trees. This was not a path that was evident at all. Eventually, Jacob ended up finding this treasure, this end of this geocache journey. It was tied to a tree branch, but we found it. In this case, Jacob was the one who pushed on. He found the path less traveled. He found the treasure. He encouraged the rest of us to keep going to the end, to finish this out, to see it through. It's an example for us that we have to keep going. We have to persevere to the very end. It's an example how we have to rely on each other sometimes to encourage, to uplift, to push forward. A family works together. They lift each other up. They encourage to persevere. This goes for a church family. This goes for a congregation. We walk the path together. We journey together. And sometimes we need that encouragement to push forward, to persevere to the very end. Because there are moments that are not easy. It feels too hard. It feels like maybe I want to give up and go home. The treasure that we found that day tied up on this tree branch was token. I don't even remember what it was. But the treasure that God is offering us is different. Christ compared the kingdom to a pearl of great price, something worth giving up everything for. Everything for that. And a couple final verses in Revelation as I conclude. Revelation 17 and verse 14. Revelation 17 and verse 14. "These will make war with the Lamb. The Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of the Lords and King of Kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful." Called, chosen, and faithful. God has set before us a path that leads to an amazing treasure, pearl of great price, and we're sharing in that with Christ in a reign when he returns. So we have to be prove that we are faithful to the very end. Final verse, Revelation 3, verse 5. Revelation 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So being faithful to the very end means that our name won't be scribbled in a trail log at the end of a geocache journey. It's going to be written in the very book of life. And that's something to be quite excited about.